This is Ian Plested in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here at the Spectrum after disappointingly Guildford lost 6-2 after a promising start being 2-1 up. What do you think kind of went wrong today? We kind of lost our spark, and then second half I think the sending off really completely took all the energy out of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, fair play to Napier, so congratulations to them, but they haven't had to score a good goal today. They haven't had to work for their goals. I think, you know, six individual errors. I mean, the first goal's comical. You could probably say unlucky. Probably won't ever happen again. But then what's led from that, the individual errors which have led to the goals, is not, you know, we can't be putting up with that. You know, I know they're young kids, and I know we keep saying we're going to give them chances and they learn from mistakes, but unfortunately we don't seem to be learning from their mistakes. So that's what's killed us, it's killed the momentum. But yeah, we, you know, we started well, started two good goals, but credit to the boys, they didn't give up, you know, they kept going to the end, but maybe the quality's just not there at the moment.
It is just a lot of defensive errors at the moment, and I think that only comes improvement through training, doesn't it? And who knows what's going to happen with that, but it must be disappointing because we are scoring goals.
Yeah, I think all we need is a bit more of experience head back there. You know, you've got Cow at 18, who's excellent, by the way. You know, Gloves is 18, Sims is, you know, 20, and then you've got the other centre-half, Alex, who's come in, bless him, he's 18. So, you know, they're not born leaders, and you're not going to have the big voices like an experienced centre-half would give you, but maybe that's the route we need to go down just to steady us a bit at the back.
That first 20 minutes, though, you must be very encouraged with that. I know that's not the whole game, but there's goals there, and we can make goals. And good finishing from Will.
Yeah, I mean, if we can improve each week, you can tell that we're probably 10, 20 minutes extra into each game with the quality we've got. You know, we are going to be up there. You know, I'm confident we'll be up there competing with everyone week in, week out. It's just these individual errors that, you know, deflate us, deflates the players, you know, and it just sort of snowballs from there. But they've got to learn if they want to carry on playing, and they've got to learn quick. Otherwise, you know, we will have to be making changes.
As you say, harsh lessons against the oppositions that are right up there this season. And as you say, it's going to show us where we are.
Definitely. I think 4-2 was probably being a flare reflection at the time, you know, but then obviously the sending off puts us deeper and deeper, you know, and then another two massive individual errors, you know, to concede the next two, which probably flatters the game a bit, but, you know, it's a hard one to take.
To end on a positive, it was a good win in the week. I missed you, unfortunately, on Tuesday, but it was a good win in the cup and something to look forward to with that. We've got a quarter final to look forward to.
Yeah, obviously, I know it was lesser opposition, but it was still a good game to go and win. You know, we made a lot of changes. So the boys that haven't really been getting minutes got a chance to show us and get some game time. You know, it was a good run out and enjoyable evening.
Thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks, Ian.